Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for January 22nd. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview for the next few weeks of Gamers Inn content. First up, let's speak to the Gamers Inn and what's coming up very soon on the show. The Last of Us Part 1, our TGI Game Club, is underway. So I'll likely chat about that and give my thoughts on returning to the game on PlayStation 5. As I said earlier, I picked up the remake. I just finished the milestone right before recording this. And, you know, and it's kind of timely because I know with the remake, not remake, the remaster of Part 2 coming out, there's a lot of conversation about, you know, is this worth having a remaster, having a remake? Oh, this game just came out. Oh my gosh, you just did a remaster of that. Now you're doing a remake. And the same conversations popped up when The Last of Us Part 1 launched on PS5 two Septembers ago, in 2022. And, man, similar conversations popped up when the HBO series was announced. Of like, really? The game's already a movie. Why would you need to adapt it into a TV show? And, look, I get the internet has folks that are, you know, the negative take is always louder than the other takes, and I think some of them are valid for sure, and I think HBO and The Last of Us certainly prove that, like, okay, we should have given them the benefit of the doubt, and because it was awesome. It was a very good adaptation. But playing the remake on PS5, I gotta say, as someone who played the original on PS3, a good chunk of the remaster on PS4, I feel like this remake, it has been long enough, and it's a game that sort of takes what worked in Part 2 and applies it to Part 1. The visuals are obviously very much a remake. This is not what the original game looked like. And yeah, I'm digging it so far. I'm not very far into the game, but I'm enjoying it. Enjoying is a strong word for The Last of Us. It is a tough story, especially early on. If you know the story, you know the story, but we'll talk more about that for sure in the Discord with Game Club. On the completely different side of things, I'm also playing Little Guardsmen that will be launching on Steam very soon. I was able to get a code for this one to check it out pre-release, and it's basically like a cute and funny, more comedic take on Papers, Please. With some extra stuff in there too. It's not just sort of, you know, controlling the gate and investigating and interrogating people to determine if they should be let into the kingdom. I think there's a little bit more to it, but there is a demo on Steam that you can check out as well if you're curious, but it is very much like Papers, Please. A core mechanic of it is sort of that sort of gate management of a city. So check it out. I'll be talking about it on the show very soon. Of course, we have our first direct from Xbox. We'll talk about that in its entirety. It aired after our last recording, so that'll be a main focus this week. And I checked in with Jocelyn just after recording our last episode about what we're going to do with Alan Wake 2. The plan is still to play it by the end of January. To finish it might be a tough call. You know, Jocelyn's obviously very busy taking care of little Olivia, and we're going to see how much we can do. I think the plan is to play as much as we can. Not that we were going to spoil it right off the bat anyways, and that's what I said to Jocelyn. Like, look, like, we're not looking to do a spoiler cast. We're just looking to play the game and offer our thoughts. Now, will there be a spoiler cast down the road? I think if the story's strong enough, we could certainly have one. Maybe a spoiler segment. So stay tuned for that. Well, obviously you'll hear more as the Gamers Inn progresses throughout the rest of January. Looking over at Summoner's Call. Before we go to Summoner's Call, I want to talk about Game Pass for a little bit. My Xbox Game Pass is expiring in, this week. And Microsoft continues to remind me that I need to renew. I get emails every time I boot up a Game Pass game. It tells me how many days I have left, and I think I am gonna let it you know, the subscription go for a little bit. For those who didn't know, I wasn't subscribing monthly. I basically did the what we called the gold trick, where you subscribe to Xbox Live Gold for a couple years, and then you can upgrade it at a very, very discounted rate. I think it was like 1-to-1. Now it is more of an appropriate sort of conversion from Xbox Live Gold to, well, I guess in this case it's called Game Pass Core or whatever. So, yeah, it's we're at the stage now where I'll have to go monthly or whatever, you know, dependent on what games are out. So right now there's not a lot that's holding me. I'm playing a couple little experiences before my Game Pass subscription lapses. I did finish Dead Space Remake, really enjoyed it. I'm just playing a few other little games. Nothing that I'm going to be too worried about if I don't finish, just kind of like poking around as the subscription lapses. So we'll see. We'll see when I resubscribe in the near future. Okay, Summoner's Call. We're back again this week. Double episodes, but really back-to-back episodes. We're going to be covering the latest special heroes, returning to the desert theme, this time focusing on Binding/Blazing Blade characters, as well as the Tellius series. So those characters are in the game now. We'll be talking about it on Summoner's Call this week. As for upcoming video games, we have Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown. That's out now. There's a demo on all platforms. Look, the game's getting really great reviews. The demo is interesting. I think if you're curious about the game, before you go into the demo, keep in mind that the demo is like a, it's not like the first, it really, I really hope it isn't the first sort of section of the game, because what they do is they kind of have you jumping around, and they do tell you this by design, this is not going to represent your experience when you buy the game. It's essentially jumping you around different environments to give you a taste of different mechanics and whatnot, but honestly, it was very disjointed, and it kind of made me cool on the game a little bit. It's getting great reviews. I want to play it. It's a Metroidvania. I'm all for those. I was thinking about maybe subscribing to Ubisoft Plus to get access to that, as well as Mirage on the Xbox. But I'm going to hold for now. The demo is... Look, one of my favorite parts about Metroidvanias is like seeing that map, completing it, you know, unlocking hidden areas, and the demo really jumps around. It's hard to tell where you are on the map, but it does give you a good sort of idea of the combat and different mechanics and stuff, but it's not what I look for in a demo. I look for just to kind of see a snippet of the game, but this is like a whole bunch of snippets, and it's a little overwhelming. It gives you access to a bunch of powers and all that stuff, so it's I don't know. The demo, for me, it had the opposite effect. I'll play the game eventually, but I'm not going to rush out to it. Also out now, Another Code, Recollection. That's out on Switch. The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered out on PS5. Remember, if you have the PS4 version, you can upgrade for $10. It's a great deal. That is definitely not a Nintendo way of doing things. Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth. That's out on the 26th. I know a lot of folks in the Discord are excited about that one. And Tekken 8 also out on the 26th. Now, we move over here to the TGI Game Club. As previously mentioned, The Last of Us Part 1 Game Club is underway, with milestones posted each week by our Game Club leader, Whirlwind. Jump into the Discord and join the Game Club. It's going to be an interesting conversation, and I think we have folks playing the game for the first time, revisiting the game again after the last 10 years. I thought of a funny idea, and I haven't done it yet, but I might try to do this. I might try to watch the HBO show and stop it at the point where the milestones end, just as a fun experiment. And I mean, I might not have to watch an episode each week. I might be able to skip a week. I might have to watch two episodes in 1 week. We'll see, but I don't know. The thought entered my brain, and I thought about doing it. So we'll see. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great couple weeks, and enjoy your video games, folks.